Hello.
Hi, Mike. It's
Hi,
Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I was just following up because Joyce told me that she had the client interview earlier with you and that you didn't want the Facebook ads. So
I don't do Facebook personally. I mean, if it can go out there on Facebook and I don't have to do anything with it, I don't care. I don't know.
I thought we discussed yesterday.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if she understood it. I don't know if she understood what I was saying. So that could have been it.
You got it. Okay. So I will let that department know that they can create the Facebook and they can start running ads on it as long as you don't have to go on Facebook. All you have to do is answer the phone when people call you, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm just at that age. I don't want to deal with that stuff. Yeah. My wife does Facebook with her family, and my family's all back east. There's no one really local that she even Facebooks with, so it's not like a big thing in our category of life. We don't really use it.
Yeah, you know, I don't blame you.
I don't have a following,
It's time-consuming. It takes up so much time for people that have it, so I think you're better off not getting involved in it, you know?
If you guys can create something on it, go for it, but I just don't want nothing to do with it. Yeah.
You got it. Okay. I'll make sure that everyone's clear. I'll put a priority note on your account that you'll continue with it as long as you don't ever have to go on it. And then it will just be a nice platform out there for your business.
Just an advertisement. Yeah, just basically just something out there. Yeah, just advertisement. Yep,
you got it. Perfect. Okay. We're all on the same page, so have a great rest of your day.
Okay, so we got all the stuff you sent me yesterday. I'll do the click on here because we had that power outage, so I just copied everything off this morning, and then the tech called me, and it was just like, I'm just going over this myself. I don't know what, you know. So I'll do that today, and then the picture thing I went over with her, I'll get that done today, but I still have to wait for my insurance company. They have 48 hours, it's 24 now, to get back with me to upgrade my bond. So until then, I can't take those pictures because you want a picture of that, I would imagine.
What I would do is just send over whatever you can now, and if that bond comes through after the fact, you can send it later.
Well, I have the old bond, it's just I'm upgrading it now. So, I mean, I still have everything, it's just I'm upgrading.
So send the old bond. I want to let you know that this has nothing to do with how we promote you on Google, okay? Because Google's going to want to solidify that you're a valid business before they allow you to be published. So if you have the other bond, you have an insurance, an invoice I think there's 7 items in the email that it asks for. You don't have to send all 7. Yeah, you just send whatever you can.
Yeah, they're like the business thing. The gal on the phone earlier this morning says, well, if you're at home, don't need to take a picture. I said, okay, I can get that one out of there. And like my invoices, I have business cards, everything legit on it. Now, my invoices, I just use a generic contractor form, and I staple my business card to it, basically, and give it to the people because I only do like 1 or 2 jobs a week. If it's floors, that's all one person can do.
Right.
So it's not like I give a lot of paperwork out throughout the year, you know, because a man can't do that much work.
do about
2 jobs a week max on floors, you know.
Yep.
So it all depends on the size, of course, of the house and this and that, but the average is 2 a week.
Right.
So it's like I just use generic contractor forms that I get at, like, a Office Depot.
Okay.
I have them making me a stamp with everything on it, so I can physically just stamp those contractor bids I give out.
Oh, that's smart.
So instead of them, because I tried to have them create me one, and it just wasn't working. I just forget it. I'll just use a generic. The gals there just didn't understand what I wanted or something. I just couldn't deal with it no more, so I just walked out with generic brands. But I got a stamp made.
Okay.
I just haven't got down there yet to get it. So I'll get that. I can put a stamp on an invoice and take a picture of it that way. I mean,
yep. Yep. If not, do the stapled business card with to it. Just send over something because, like I said, Google will protect you as a small business in the area from a large corporation trying to come in and steal clients. So anything that you send us that will solidify to them that you're a real business, they'll that will be helpful. So whatever you have, send it over. And then our technicians will communicate with you. If they need something else, they'll reach out to you at that time. But just send over whatever you can, okay?
Perfect. I will.
Awesome. Okay. All right. All right. Well, I enjoyed talking to you again, Mike. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. So I'm hoping to get all that done today. I'm still waiting for the insurance guy to call me back here, hopefully today. It's really nasty weather out here right now. I guess it don't matter if it's rain or shine with a truck or anything. I guess it doesn't matter if you're just looking at the license plate, making sure it's registered in my name, that type of thing. I learned that.
Exactly, and that it's a valid, you know, Washington plate because they want to publish in your area. So sometimes if they see someone that has a work truck with an out-of-state license plate, that throws up a red flag. But as long as it's within the...
Exactly. You pull up on a job. I hired this guy. Why is there out-of-state tags and Mexicans running around?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. So, or one of those, like I say, big corporations trying to come in and steal clients where they're not actually in Washington. They're out of New Jersey or something. And the next minute they're trying to come over there and get on Google so that they can get business. Google's not going to allow that. You know what I mean? They're going to blackball those companies. So everything you have sounds like it'll be fine. So as long as you get that over, you're not going to have any issues. And like I said, if something else is needed, they will communicate that with you, okay?
All right, perfect. Well, thank you.
Okay. All right, you're welcome, Mike. Have a great day.
Sure.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.